If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Right now, what's that 007 music I hear in my head? Oh, I know. It's my good friend Valerie Plame. Good morning, Val.
Hi, good morning, Stephanie.
I said that you are one of my two friends, including Malcolm Nance, who could kill me with one finger but won't.
But I won't. You're too good.
Thank you, Val. Thanks for tweeting my LA Weekly story. You're a peach.
Oh, that was it. Was such a great story, and it totally captured you.
Aw, thank you, honey. Well,
congratulations. Yeah, your influence is growing. By
yes,
the
yes,
my basement
burgeoning basement empire. Right. Yeah, you were fantastic on panel, of course, at Sexy Liberal with us. I cannot even imagine what you're thinking. With Donald Trump constantly whining about illegal leaks.
Well,
and this newfound concern.
Too much, you know? I mean, why am I thinking about this every single day? It really is taking up a lot of space.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, you must just... the Republicans' newfound concern for leaking when they seem to have no concern that you were an undercover CIA agent. Right.
The irony. Yes, indeed. No, it's watching... This administration is like we've elected a child, and I didn't know that my contempt could grow, but indeed it does.
Yes,
and I was it last week? You know, these things go by so fast. You can barely absorb. I think he had the cabinet meeting where they all went around the table and praised the dear leader. I mean, the creepiness factor was off the charts.
Well, I was just saying that Pulitzer Prize winning historian John Meacham was talking about that with his rally. He said Trump's rally, he compared it to Nixon during Watergate in the amount of lies, but then he said it's even more like something seen in totalitarian regime like Nazi Germany or fascist Italy. He said even now in regimes like North Korea where the dear leader speaks, we're all supposed to salute, and that's what the dear leader says has to be followed, whether it's associated with reality or not, whether it's grounded in reality or not. But
exactly. The cabinet members around the table, you know, they're all there with their various agendas. Some are maybe true believers. Some are there for their personal advancement, or they really want to do some policy. But think of the bile they had to swallow in order to get out what they needed to. It was humiliating, and yet they sucked it up.
Yep.
Didn't they? They.
I mean, I've long since misplaced their dignity, I guess, or any sense of pride or
sense of wherewithal.
Val, I wanted to have you on this morning because more importantly, I just, as a lifelong intelligence professional, you know, like Malcolm Nance and others, what moment are we at when the president of the United States is still ignoring all 17 national intelligence agencies and saying he still won't say for sure it was Russia? I mean, obviously they're slow walking or trying to tie up the Russia sanctions. I mean, this is just extraordinary, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So my head is going around on this, and I haven't really settled on there's so much information to absorb. Okay, on one hand, it's clear that there is some Russian involvement. Look at Trump and his various cronies. Why do they all conveniently forget their meetings with various Russian officials? Jared Kushner is up to his pretty little eyebrows in all sorts of problems. So there is something there, and I am heartened because I think Robert Mueller, I don't know him personally, but, you know, he does seem to be a straight arrow, and he'll try to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
The whole notion, on the other hand, that whole notion that it's given on the left that Russia hacked the DNC in the year leading up to the election, it's an open question for me, and here's why. There's a couple points that just don't seem to connect, which is CrowdStrike was the security firm that went in and looked at the DNC forensics, computer forensics, and said, I am not that person. I'm not that coder. I am not that cyber expert and stuff. But CrowdStrike is seen by those with deep forensics experience. It's looked at a little suspiciously. How come they're the only one? And we also heard last week from Jay Johnson, or this week, Jay Johnson saying, you know, that the FBI was never given access to the DNC computers. So that's weird. The other thing is, okay.
Well, then the DNC replied and said the Russians had been booted from the system by the time the DHS called. And Jay Johnson, you know, admitted they were late to the game, that the FBI did not notify them. Yeah, that they had already been working.
The other thing that stood out to me is that the community, the intelligence community document that came out in January, it only had the NSA, the CIA, and FBI on board. Okay, all, you know,
right.
Hitters, really good. But there was no state intel and, more importantly, no defense intelligence agency. And the defense intelligence agency, the DIA, is really the best on Russian material. So that was a question mark.
Right. Well, I mean, and what did they testify? That 21 states' systems were hacked into, and I mean, that to me is the most serious, that, you know, in voter rolls.
Absolutely. Look, Putin has a pretty weak hand, but he's playing it brilliantly.
Yeah.
The fact remains that we spend, I don't know, up north of $600 billion a year on our defense. Russia spends about $69 billion, if those figures are correct, so
right.
A fraction. You know, they really are overall weak. But, yes, this influence campaign, if that's what it is brilliant.
Yeah.
And we better figure it out fast.
But, you know, I guess the other thing, like I say, is just in an ongoing, you know, the fact that the commander-in-chief, the guy with the nuclear codes, is someone that is not listening to our intelligence agencies. And by the way, someone was talking about how dangerous it is that he bluffed on the Comey tapes, and what that means to someone like Iran or North Korea, right?
It's the equivalent of, oh, never mind.
Right, right. Hey, no, I mean, it's, first of all, it's so ridiculously stupid and immature and just... I feel like, are we in eighth grade? He's still, like, sending out these mocking tweets, and this is serious. This is serious business. You're under investigation, you know? I mean, yeah, I'm sorry,
really
go ahead.
Embarrassing. No, I was going to say, I read something in, like, a brain researcher site that they've done analysis of his speech patterns, Trump's speech patterns, and his rather tortured syntax.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of what he says, much less tweets, is word salad, right?
Right.
But apparently, so they looked back a decade or two ago in the 80s and the 90s. He actually was much more articulate. He had a much more sophisticated vocabulary to where we are now. And so what does that mean?
Yeah.
You know, and
it means 25th Amendment, in my opinion. But, yeah, no, I mean, psychiatrists have said they have a duty to warn. They, I mean, there's been a lot of people that have mentioned dementia.
Yeah. I mean, psychologists or any medical professional worth their salt is hesitant to diagnose from afar. But you do have to factor this in. This is, I mean, as we know now, there was a great deal of concern over Reagan's brain health toward the latter part of his term. And it turns out he was suffering from Alzheimer's.
Right.
And it was really covered up for quite some time. And
right, but not a president 100 days into his first term, right?
I know! you probably saw, I think it was Frank Luntz, you know, he had his focus group, and these were hardcore Trump supporters. And they wave all of this away. He said, give me one word to describe Trump. And they're like, determined, a son of a bitch, but our son of a bitch.
Yeah.
And they just, you know, the more facts you present people, they are, they just dig in further. Curiously.
Right. I guess it's just, you know, what's hard, Val, is it just, and you look at this health care bill, like all of this, you know, to assuage his ego, but it really is life or death. I mean, people really are going to die, and I would not put it past him to start a war when the news starts to tighten from Mueller. You know, it's just his erratic sort of behavior and provocative. Isn't it terrifying as an intelligence professional?
Yes, and as a simple citizen, the fact remains that the president is the only one who can. There are no other, he does not need to consult with Congress or the Supreme Court or anyone else in order to launch a nuclear weapon.
Oh,
think about that.
Oh, God.
Over the years, the checks and balances have been further and further eroded.
Mm-hmm.
So we are totally fooling ourselves if we somehow think Ivanka's going to be there in the Oval
Office. Yes. She's been a very moderating
influence. Don't. You know, think of all the working moms. Because if he, and he is, I don't care what your political background is, he's impulsive and vengeful. And that is not a good state of mind to have control over the nuclear.
I mean, let's forget how just unbelievable and terrifying the whole thing is. I think, like, the look on Angela Merkel's face speaks for all of us when she's looking at Ivanka, just like, and you are a handbag designer? You are here for what reason? Well, Val's a lot gigglier than I remember. I think she's starting to go around the bend like I am. She's like,
give her a break.
If you don't laugh, you'll just
cry all day.
Yes.
Into your bed.
Yeah.
Into your bed.
Yeah.
I am happy to see, you know, people, this is the only little silver lining that since the election, people are more engaged. We saw yesterday truly citizen engagement. All the people in wheelchairs outside of Senator McConnell's office going, you know, don't cut Medicaid. I mean, these are real.
One of my favorite pictures, somebody handcuffed behind their backs in their wheelchair and it just said resist. Keep resisting. I was just talking about Trump tweets. This one had to have really gotten you when he kept talking about Comey leaking. And he doesn't even understand what a leak is. A private citizen talking about information that's not classified is not a leak. Saying, hey, guess what? Valerie Plame's an undercover CIA agent. That's a leak.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it seems like what happened in 2003 with the leak of my CIA identity, it's almost quaint, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, my God. It's precious. Oh, the nostalgia. Oh, the days.
No.
When they would just willy-nilly out CIA operatives trying to keep us safe from nuclear proliferation in Iran. Oh, good times. Good times.
I know. We really are at a pivotal point. I don't think it's going to end well. Unfortunately, it's going to take a while to sort through all this.
Yeah.
And the amount of damage that he's already done in how many days?
I know. That's what I feel like we're in a race against the clock. I'm like, you know, somebody kept tweeting, like, dear Robert Mueller, hurry, love America.
Yeah. It's like Trump years, right? Each day is a year. And it just, every day, again, I cannot keep up.
I know. I'm exhausted. My chiffon is wet, Val. Listen, you need to come to one of our resistance dinner parties out when you're out in L.A. We can knock a couple back.
Yes, please. I would love to. I gotta meet your two white dogs.
Yes.
And go see your, you know, basement bat cave.
Yes, it's all very posh. All right. Valerie Plame, you're the bomb, man, and you remain one of the only people who the actress that played you is not as hot as you are. All right.
Oh, bless your heart. I'll come on your show anytime.
All right. There you go. Love you. See you, Val.
Love you. Bye-bye.
All right, there she goes. Valerie Plame, our spy friend.